Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, March 2nd, 2010. It is all the geek without the wait.
Yes, it is.
Can't stop.
Wait free.
Exactly.
Yes.
No wait here.
And it's Wednesday. No, it's Tuesday.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
What damn day is it?
It's Tuesday. It's the 2nd of March.
Don't be confusing me, man. What's wrong with you? Get your stuff together there, Bruce.
You want Grizzly Adams?
Apparently you want a damn calendar.
Apparently I want, want it to be close to the weekend.
Keep your stuff together. Don't make me have to come over there because I am Billy Flynn.
Don't make me bring the Monkey Thunder.
I'm just saying.
Oh no, not the Monkey Thunder.
Tuesday means a look at some DVDs, your geekified news, all that fun stuff coming up. But you know what? On March 2nd, 1836, 59 citizens of Mexico founded the Republic of Texas and declared its independence from Mexico. Yeah.
Good.
1903, the first hotel built exclusively for women, the Martha Washington Hotel, opened in New York City.
New York City!
1904, official playing rules of professional baseball clubs were adopted. Baseball clubs. 1923, Time Magazine made its debut. 1927, Babe Ruth became the highest paid player in baseball with a $70,000 annual three-year contract.
Oh, wow, big money.
1933, King Kong, starring Fay Wray, had its world premiere in New York City.
New York. Oh, we did
at
that
already. Radio City Music Hall. Radio City! Oh. 1946, Ho Chi Minh was elected president of the Democratic Republic of North Vietnam. 1949, the first nonstop flight around the world, completed by Air Force Super Fortress Lucky Lady 2. Plane refueled four times in midair and covered 23,452 miles in 94 hours and 1 minute. The pilot for I Love Lucy was filmed. It was a 34-minute episode that was not shown publicly until April 30th of 1990.
Well, which, they, you know,
how did it ever get picked up?
Well,
1998, data sent from the Galileo spacecraft indicated Jupiter's moon Europa has a liquid ocean under a thick crust of ice, making it great for Slurpees.
And Nougaty Middle.
Nougaty
Center.
Birthdays?
Let's go with Bryce Dallas Howard today. You know, daughter of Ron Howard, whose birthday was yesterday. So they get the birthdays all together. She was in The Village and Spider-Man 3.
Her birthday's not today?
Her birthday's today.
Oh,
her father's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, Robert Eiler's 25. That's AJ Soprano from Sopranos. That's a lot of Sopranos.
Yes, there is. Chris Martin, lead singer from Coldplay.
Really?
33.
What about Richard Rucolo? He's 38. He was Pete on Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. You know, he was the other guy.
He was the other. Don't be the other guy.
Give
don't.
Some love to the other guy.
Other guy, yeah. Right. All right, Daniel Craig. Known as the most recent connotation of James Bond. He's, 42?
Yeah.
Wow, 42.
Mark Evaner is 58, comic book writer extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm. John Bon Jovi, he's 48.
Matthew Lawrence is 60, that's Mel Silver on Beverly Hills 90210. And Mitchell Lawrence, sir, is 60. He's a TV actor, and you might best know him as Matthew's twin brother.
Okay.
Okay.
Lorraine Newman, one of the original cast members from Saturday Night Live, 58 years old.
Gates McFadden is 61. That's Dr. Beverly Crusher from TNG.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mikhail Gorbachev. He blah, 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 79 years old?
Are you saying that he's a hermaphrodite? You said
well,
she.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that little splash.
Josh Cullum is 80. That was Holling on Northern Exposure.
Yeah, that's all I got for people who are alive.
Well, people who are no longer with us. Desi Arnaz was born in 1917. Ricky Ricardo, you got some splendid to do.
Karen Carpenter would have been 60 years old today. She was born in 1950.
And Theodore Geisel, sure, you best know him under his professional name as Dr. Seuss, born in 1904. What an incredibly cool man who has touched all of our lives in ways that are fantastically wonderful. Aww.
Aww.
I can't move on.
Yes. Well, I'll do it for you then.
Do
the TV pages over there on CBS.
CBS. Yes.
NCIS. NCIS Los Angeles. And The Good Wife, all new.
Hot diggity damn. Well, of course, you have last week's enhanced episode of Lost, followed by this week's episode of Lost, in which Saeed faces a difficult decision. Oh, and then that Christian Slater show's on.
Okay. NBC, you have 2 hours of The Biggest Loser, and then Parenthood, the pilot episode.
Yay! Over on Fox on American Idol, the top 12 semifinals women.
Ooh! Yeah, whatever. All right, TNT, you have 3 episodes of Southland, including a brand new episode.
Tonight on AMC American Movie Classics, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Wow.
By God, they are showing an actual movie classic.
Yeah.
And it's even American. Wow.
Even better, even better. Spike Television today, you have episodes of Blue Mountain State and a brand new show called Players.
Players, what? FX is showing Underworld Evolution.
Yeah.
If you believe in Underworld Evolution.
Science Channel, you have Sci-Fi Science with 2 episodes, including how to teleport and how to travel through time.
They've solved these things already?
And they have it on a show.
I think we would have broke those stories if that had happened. Let's see. Turner Classic Movies is showing West Side Story because when you're a jet all the way, followed by Rebel Without a Cause. Okay.
Okay, Sci-Fi Channel. You have the WWE's new show called NXT.
NXT?
Yeah, it's the next band
Extreme
of
Teenagers.
No.
Chiller Network is showing The Skulls Part 2 and 3 because I guess they're contractually obligated to.
I guess so. G4 is showing Tomorrow Never Dies.
But if we're watching anything, sir, it is going to be on that there Lifetime Television for Women because a woman claims that she had an affair with a married neurosurgeon and stands trial for allegedly harassing him. Tonight, Jenna Elfman and Kate Burton are obsessed.
The mail's in.
You know, Jenna Elfman can...
Yeah, she...
Anytime.
It's okay.
Anytime.
She's good with that.
All right, let's see. I really should use shorter sentences, at least when I expect others to read them aloud, shouldn't I? My apologies for past transgressions. Best regards, Uncle Thorson. I have no idea what that means. I don't recall him sending in an email with incredibly long sentences, and so apologizing for past transgressions. I guess that's...
keep it monosyllabic.
Yeah. Have a vanilla wafer and say some holy monkeys and everything's hail monkeys. That's what
hail monkeys.
And everything will be just fine. If you'd like to send a message, and apparently it doesn't even have to make sense for us to read it. It's podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
It Tuesday. Have to get to us, though, for us to read it.
That's true. And, well, what would, I don't know. I have no idea. So Tuesday, we'll look at DVDs. We'll think about his piece of mail and geekified news, all that stuff coming up Tuesday, not Wednesday.
Okay, Tuesday.
March 2nd, Geek Radio Daily.
Then it gets me. See, now if you tell me.
Just because I'm on top of his chest, please, you, John.
Hey everyone, this is John from The Chronic Rift telling you what's coming up for the month of March. In honor of March Madness, we're going to go crazy and do 5 episodes of The Chronic Rift. Oh, well, actually, not so crazy. It is March. There are 5 Tuesdays this month, so we kind of have to do it if we're a weekly series. But they're going to be great. Pay attention. You got 3 spotlight episodes coming up. We got Dave Gilbert from Wajid Eye Games, Mark Wade from Boom Studios, and we're going to do a special spotlight on podcasts we love. Plus, we've got a roundtable episode on fantasy and science fiction storytelling in video games with the one and only Billy Flynn of Geek Radio Daily. And in addition, we'll have the usual in-review episode with the Gang of Loonies. So stop on by at chronicrift.com, sign up for our forums, and have some fun with us today. Boy, that didn't sound right. Maybe that's the madness setting in.
Hi, this is Brad Dourif, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
You certainly are, and thank you so much for that. Thanks for stopping by today, Tuesday, March 2nd. Not Wednesday, because some people want us to get closer to the weekend.
Yeah, well,
you shouldn't do that. I'm just saying, you know, you make me start thinking it's Wednesday, it's closer to the weekend, and I get all happy, then I realize, no. I've got another day of work because, okay.
Sorry.
Thank you, no. Uncle Thorson.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you certainly do, and today is your day to try to take some of those things home that you loved so much, including...
Well, we got a big movie day today. We have 2012. That is the disaster orgy film from...
This is your new reference disc for your home entertainment center.
Yeah, this is one of those, hey, everything's going to die, you'll live.
I've heard it's a comedy extravaganza.
Really?
I have heard that.
Wow.
So let's go ahead and knock all of this out at once. First off, you've got Alice, the Sci-Fi Channel miniseries, which is a sequel to Alice in Wonderland, starring Tim Curry, Colm Meaney. You've got the 1933 Cary Grant W.C. Fields Alice in Wonderland. You've got the 1999 NBC version of Alice in Wonderland with Martin Short, Whoopi Goldberg, Gene Wilder. Basically, I'm saying Alice in Wonderland must be coming to a theater near you.
You think?
Because it's on DVD a lot today.
A lot today. Good grief. You have Clash of the Titans, The Keepsake is out today.
Oh.
God knows that might be coming out in theaters again soon.
Possibly. And of course, one of the best movies that were made last year of all, Where the Wild Things Are.
Ah, yes.
Is on DVD today.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be getting this.
I have not seen that yet, but I do want to. Another movie that's coming out today, it's going, I believe this is actually going straight to DVD, but it sounds to be a great film, Gentlemen Broncos.
Okay.
This is a story about Benjamin and his homeschooled with his eccentric mother. He's a loser who's writes a script and sends it to the trying to get his first script, you know, novelized and everything like that. Sends it to the local disaster movie maker. You know, it's a, ends up turning into a low budget film because the director steals the idea, changes something, and makes it just a horrible movie. And wants his story back.
So it's 2012.
No, no. It's
it turns into a disaster movie. That's horrible.
The movie turns into a disaster, which is horrible. But the guy steals his idea and he wants his idea back.
You also have The Wraith today. This is Charlie Sheen's attempt at being the Crow years before there was a Crow. It's weird. You got to see it for Clint Howard's hair, if nothing else. Ponyo is out today. Doctor Who: The Dalek War.
Ah, okay. All right. That's all the special ones I had. Oh, well, Matlock, fourth season.
Elvis, the John Carpenter Elvis movie starring Kurt Russell as Elvis, is finally on DVD today, sir.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
I also got one more, too.
What you got?
Bitch Slap. The unrated Bitch Slap is
three women arriving at a desert hideaway to steal from an underworld kingpin. Things quickly spiral out of control. Allegiances are switched. Truths are revealed. Criminals are unmasked. And nothing's quite what it seems, as the fate of the world is precariously balanced among the trio of sexy femme fatales starring Renee O'Connor. Yep, it's Bitch Slap, bitches.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So DC Comics is replacing the lawyers that they're currently using in the Siegel family lawsuits with Los Angeles super lawyer Daniel Petricelli, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
He's best known for several of these high-profile things. He's the guy that defended Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling.
Wow. That guy.
Yeah. He's the guy that helped bring the Goldman family get that multi-million judgment against O.J. Simpson. He also defended Walt Disney in a long-running dispute over the royalties from Winnie the Pooh and got it knocked out over a technicality. So they're not going to try to settle.
They're going for the kill.
Yeah, they've brought in literally the vampires.
Okay, director James Cameron says it would make no sense at all to follow up his mega hit, the $730 billion movie that he's got, Avatar, by calling the next movie Avatar 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yes, it just wouldn't make sense because the main character, Sam Worthington's Jake, is no longer an Avatar.
That's
he's actually
true.
A Na'vi.
He's a Na'vi.
Which is probably what they're going to call it the next movie. They're going to call it Na'vi.
Really? They're not going to go for Avatar Kids?
No, they're not going to go for Avatar Kids. Said they definitely don't want to call it Avatar 2. They said the next movie is going to have more of a spiritual base because they introduced
wasn't.
It. Yeah, well, they introduced it more. They had to pull back a little bit. But Cameron also said that he has not completed a deal yet to direct the sequel. But he made it clear on Sunday that no one else is going to get the project.
No one else will ever touch my movies. So PlayStation 3 owners, today you might actually be able to play your systems again. It turns out for pretty much all of yesterday, no one could get onto the PlayStation Network, and quite a few people couldn't even get onto their PlayStation 3s.
Wow.
That was because of the wonderful error 8001050F.
I hate that one.
Dude, yeah. So you can turn the thing on. PlayStation says that they fixed it. Sony says they fixed it. Quote, we are aware that the internal clock malfunctionality... What? The internal clock functionality, there we go, and the PS3 units other than slim models recognize the year 2010 as a leap year. Having the internal clock date change from February 29th to March 1st, we have verified the symptoms are now resolved and that users are able to use their PS3 normally. If the time displayed on the XMB is still incorrect, users are able to adjust line settings manually or via the internet. If we have new information, we will update you through the PlayStation blog or PlayStation.com. So something happened and the entire thing thought this year was a leap year, which caused all kinds of problems when yesterday was not the 29th of February. Oh my God, what do I do? So welcome back. Welcome to your Red Ring of Death. Not as bad, I'll grant you, but your system's not perfect.
Okay, booze. With all its magical wonder, it still has drawbacks, I've heard.
Yeah.
Well, you can't sober up quickly, and sometimes you get a hangover. Okay?
True.
Well, Korean researchers have found a way to tweak booze to limit the fallout without cutting its strength.
Really?
Yes.
Synthanol?
Close.
Okay.
What they're going to do is they have oxygenated alcohol, booze with oxygen bubbles added. Okay. Yeah, I know. It sounds weird, but it's actually kind of popular in Korea already. In scientific studies, the drinks were added with oxygen. Those people that had those drinks sobered up 20 to 30 minutes faster than traditional booze. Also, people who drank the oxygenated booze suffered less severe and fewer hangovers than who drank the non-fizzy stuff.
Wow.
So what is oxygen... adding oxygen to the booze lessen the nasty effects?
No.
Well, I'm not going to tell you either. You have to go check out the article over there at geekradiodaily.com.
That's clever.
And then read the entire article for yourself.
See what you did there. So sometimes life gives you just this little something that you just have really deserved. And not all of us will get it, but Michael Paul Stevenson's critically acclaimed Best Worst Movie, the documentary that looks at Troll 2, the making of Troll 2, will be getting a limited theatrical release after all. So it will be coming somewhere near you. Quote, we are very excited to bring Best Worst Movie to theaters across the country. The movie has been generating both incredible word of mouth and critical acclaim through the festival circuit. Audiences are appreciating the film's humor and are also moved by its homage to bad movies, and at least in this case, the good people who make them. Keep your eyes open. We're hoping to bring Best Worst Movie Troll 2 Party to your town soon. And that's, there ain't no party like a Best Worst Movie Troll 2 party. You know it's true.
I've heard that.
Have you ever seen Troll 2?
No.
Oh my God.
I haven't seen Troll 1.
I can't wait to see Best Worst Movie. That's going to be awesome. GRD, thanks for stopping by today, and now that you're done, how about dropping over to iTunes and writing a review and subscribing, or go to Facebook and become a fan of Geek Radio Daily, because that's what the cool kids are doing, and you're just rock solid awesome.
And you can see pictures there today, too.
GRD is licensed in the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, 9 States 3.0 license, and yes, there are pictures from the Boom Effect. Drop us a note at Podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am. I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I could not, would not on a boat. I will not with a goat. I will not eat them in the rain. I will not eat them on a train. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I will not eat them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am.
Green eggs and ham.
Okay, that's enough.